Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Conscious Thought with Leo on PBS Radio Talk Show. And I am your host, Magdalena Winkler. Folks, we are so sorry we had a little delay here, but we are on air. And I wanted to immediately welcome my guest, actually from Dominican Republic, Sage. Good evening, Sage.
Good evening, Magdalena. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Okay, well, folks, as you know, actually, Sage has a beautiful power retreat center and a healing community. And tonight we will talk about internal permaculture, and I thought she would be the perfect guest for that. So first, before we start with our further introduction and the interview, I really wanted to announce we're supposed to have actually tonight Eric Tonsmeyer for Carbon Permaculture. And Tom was not able to make it for today, so we are actually aiming for February 17th. Let's hope we can make it for that. But for that, we have actually Sage. And with Sage, we can do something else. And we decided we will do internal permaculture. Isn't that correct, Sage?
Absolutely. That's an interesting subject that's definitely connected to permaculture.
Exactly. And the reason why we actually came up with the internal permaculture is because the regular permaculture works with nature and bring harmony in the nature. And with the internal permaculture, we're actually working on trying to manage our elements, which is connected to our internal terrain. So this is what we will talk today. And also we wanted to connect, how to work on ourselves, our internal terrain, and also connecting to our healing community. So Sage, I would love you to share what we are looking for here tonight.
Okay, I'll share with. Is there any particular question that you'd like to ask me starting out, or would you like for me to just share a couple of things?
Well, yeah, I remember our conversation because I actually called Sage before, and I decided I would love to have a little chit chat with her and what we would like to kind of talk about today. And we came about that, we are recognizing, both of us, that we are dealing with the enormous and intense energies, right now. And I'm recognizing they are pretty, mature energies. So we have to do a much deeper work. And the reason why is this important, that if you wanted to live in the community, you wanted to have, an understanding about yourself. And also remember, we're talking about relationships. So I would like to kind of start on that.
Okay. That was a really intense conversation. Well, one of the things that when you speak about permaculture, you automatically connect that to nature. And in my work, a big piece of that is about the beautiful energies that Mother Nature provides for us humans on many, many different levels. And so the nature of the earth and the nature of human beings is to be in alignment with an inner permaculture that actually gets reflected in the nature of things, and vice versa. So that's been an interesting kind of connection for me as a healer over the years, in learning to use the external permaculture of Mother Earth and the nature as it is, with the nature of myself and other beings that I work with, to help them get aligned with their inner path. And so for me, I see that all of us humans have a path to clear, no matter how evolved we think we are or how not evolved we think we are. There's always a path to clear, because there's a journey that comes forth through each of us when we are particularly aligned with our inner permaculture, or internal permaculture, as you call it, which
elements,
I absolutely
yes,
love.
Yes, yes, I love that.
And I often think about just like a garden. when you plant something, you always have to deal with the weeds. You know, for some reason, they seem to come forth very strong initially. Yes. to the point that you can't even recognize what you planted until it grows to fruition. And then at that point, you can start pulling out the weeds so that they don't choke what you've planted in your garden. And I think of that in terms of our inner garden, our inner permaculture, that we have to, in order for us to flourish, we have to remove some of these weed obstacles in our lives to be able to grow more consciously into the kinds of beings that we want to share with other people and bring forth in our lives. And so there's a level of awareness that has to come through your life in order for you to sustain what you've created in a way to help you grow. And yes,
you know, and also, Sage, I just wanted to kind of add to that, you know, all these imbalances in the nature, you know, Mother Earth, and also in our body / diseases are just a sign about that disharmony, what is going on between the elements.
Absolutely. As a medical intuitive for years, it's just a given when I, you know, do energy work or do a life reading for people, health reading, you can always see the connection between, you know, what's been going on in nature and how people see things and how consciously disconnected or consciously unconnected people are to those things. But they do show up as a level of discomfort, like weeds, where the body starts to get choked with that discomfort that often leads to dis-ease and that often can lead to taking the very life out of you. So it's really important to not only just deal with things on a physical level, like pulling out weeds, but also being able to connect what is really going on in your life, in your internal permaculture. What are you really creating? What are you really planting? So that you don't get to the point where you're disease-ridden, like I talk about my story years ago, you know, where I was plagued with so many different ailments because I was not connecting what I was creating in my life and how I was processing things. So it's really this inner permaculture is extremely important to our whole life, not even just dis-ease, but all the
in general, yes. And you know, that was the one of the reasons that I wanted to have you back, because I really like that you have this, you know, connection between the healing place and also a natural living. Because what is very important, I think, in today's society is to have this a community. And also in that community that people can have a voice. And that's one of the reasons that I'm actually doing these shows, so that people can understand they are not by themselves. They can actually connect to the like-minded people or communities they are actually vibrating with it.
Yes, I definitely relate to that. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the reasons I created a place for people to live and come and work to be more healthy and community conscious wise, because I feel that today we are inundated with so many different negative elements and so many anxieties in life that in order to even have a conscious community, we must start with ourselves by becoming healthy on the different levels that will allow us to be aligned in a healthy community. And, you know, it's not just about spiritual principles. It's about taking the higher essence of those principles and applying them in a very practical way in your daily living so that we can fuse our lives in a very healthy way to grow more in the society as a whole. And I feel that by coming together in a healthy way versus, shattered, that's the word that comes to my mind, more than shattered, we will be able to shift and change things to a higher consciousness, a real permaculture that grows and creates more.
You know, Sage, I think that, you know, we are really actually right now in the last maybe 2 or 3 years, we are really dealing with deeper challenges that we ever did. And I think we are under huge crossroad as a humanity, not just as individuals, and that we have to make a certain decisions in what direction we wanted to have our lives. But on the other side, we cannot just put our heads in the sand anymore and pretend nothing is happening. It's just impossible.
Yeah, as a medical intuitive who used to, you know, do a lot of readings for people, I found it extremely important to not just give people some information that they may be aware of or not aware of, but also get them involved in their own healing process so that that can be reflected in every other part of their lives, so that when they come together with other beings, you are able to create a healthier family life, a healthier work life, healthier relationships, which ultimately builds a healthy community. I think we've reached a point in humanity where I don't know if people really know how to live together anymore.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, through this, I mean, I don't want to blame on technology. I don't want to blame on what's really going on. But we are too excited about too many gadgets. And we are actually we are just actually totally dismissing the human connection.
Yeah. Well, when you talk about gadgets and you can't, you know, we honestly can't blame anything on anybody at this point.
No, that's why I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But the consciousness has led to the point of disconnection. And that's just some of the things that shows that kind of consciousness up very clearly. And because we've allowed ourselves, I'll take me out of the equation and others, but, you know, some of the people in society have allowed themselves to become disconnected by whatever it is, whether it's TV or computers or whatever those objects are. When you disconnect from the human spirit, you disempower and disengage the very essence of Source, which is creativity. And in that space, you cannot grow what it is that you are looking for in terms of higher consciousness and healthy living and great societies. That is just not going to come about through disconnection. And we were speaking about it the other day about purging.
You know, I'm coming with that. So if you wanted to talk about now, that's good. Yes.
we're always connected. I was telling you about a channeled message that I got about purging versus purify. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a whole, you know, as society, we're constantly purging our everything that in terms of negativity or things we can't deal with or things we want to deal with. But we're constantly releasing some things that aren't so positive. And that may be negative for ourselves and other people. And often in relationships, we get connected more to the purge of our relationships, whether they're, you know, families or working relationships, that we disconnect to the creative beings. We often move into the space of the negative essence of purging versus looking at what it is that we need to bring light to. And I think as a whole, society has gotten caught up in the purge of things, in the negative release of all kinds of things that we say we don't want or we don't want to be with. And part of my message that I received is that when we start to bring the light and purify what it is that we are purging, that's when we start to really be with our inner permaculture. That's when we're able to grow more, create more, and become healthier communities by bringing the light of the true self, which is connected to source.
But also, you know, Sage, what I, you know, I am experiencing many times is that when I'm working with my clients, I mean, I just had a today amazing astrology analysis with one of my clients, and it was just incredible. You know, and also astrology deals with the elements. But what I was trying to say is a lot of the time we are holding old information. It's like old files that we need to kind of delete.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I was working today with somebody, you know, with an astrology chart, and, you know, we were dealing with the elements and stuff. And what we were talking about, you know, we are holding old stuff. It's almost look like old files that needs to be deleted.
Absolutely. And, you know, I all the time talk about this, is the DNA dysfunction that we come onto the planet with, that ultimately is really trying to show us the way of our gifts. But humans get caught up in functioning off of these patterns, of these old patterns of a certain way of being that their family systems were being with, and so forth and so on. And
oh, I agree with that. Oh my God, agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when we're hung up in the DNA dysfunction, and we're constantly trying to purge that because we can't seem to get out of the pattern of it, we just create more and more negativity. And what keeps growing at a prolific rate is that dysfunction. And I feel as an intuitive and a medical intuitive that it's not only affected us on mental and emotional levels, but physically the world is sicker than it's ever been in the history of man, even though conventional medicine has come up with some amazing techniques that have helped some people. But there's more and more people on the planet now with cancer and all kinds of debilitating diseases because we're not really getting to the root of these DNA dysfunctions, which allows us to see, purify the light in our gifts.
So amazing. We were actually talking about, we today just moved in the Aquarius. Do you know that? With the opposing Leo moon. And when we were having our conversation, we were still in the Capricorn in a polarity to Cancer. And what became so strongly clear to me that the Cancer has the soul memories, old pain, and is still holding on until we recognize that. And that's exactly what you're actually talking about.
Absolutely. And you said the key word, recognize. And in the moment, we at least are able to recognize and say, that sparks a light. That starts to show and reflect where we really are. But if we can't recognize and have some consciousness around our purges and DNA dysfunction, we can't actually ever get out of it. We're stuck in the weeds of our very own lives. So it's an interesting, I know it sounds very simple, simple but not easy, but it's a very basic principle of at least opening yourself up to look at the possibility of how you could be inundating yourselves with the negative weeds of your own inner permaculture.
And well, You know, Sage, another things what people are dealing with also is that because we are magnetic beings also, that all these messages and the memories, they are ingrained also even in our nervous system. So it's easier said that, you know, just get rid of it. But because we have also in our brains those patterns that can actually trigger, you know, respond in our nervous system. Okay, so there's also a lot of chemical issue here that we are dealing with it. That, you know, that's why we have to kind of watch our emotions and our thoughts.
Absolutely. And, you know, even more than watching it, you know, I think the emotional body is an automatic response system that excretes the reality of things. But I also feel that we're so inundated with external chemicals from pollution of air, foods, water, all kinds of elements that also does not help in what you're speaking about. So it is, although it's a chemical process, in a lot of ways, when we're on a daily basis inundating ourselves with more negative chemicals and outside external forces, it doesn't support being whole as a human being. So I agree with you 100%.
You know, and this is, you know, when we were talking about last time you and I, when we were, I came also to understand that we were dealing also with a Pisces moon. And to me, a lot of the time, Pisces actually, you know, do I want to continue the cycle or do I want to break the cycle? But how can I, you know, stop the cycle or break the cycle is that become, again, you know, we are talking again about being aware. Am I trying to continue the game? Do I want to go back into the game or step out the game? Because in a moment I step into the game, other people's games become my game also. That is huge.
When you say game, would you
drama?
Elaborate.
Do you want to play drama?
Because I'd like for you to be very specific about what you're saying, because you know, a lot of people, I don't know if they take game very seriously. So you are speaking about negative drama when you say game.
Well, you know, game, well, it doesn't matter. You know, if you are complaining that you don't like what you are surrounded with, then don't play the game anymore. Don't play, you know, don't be in that scenario. It's almost look like being on the stage. Well, do you want to play that part? No, I don't want to play that part anymore.
Yes. And it goes back to what you spoke about a moment ago about just the chemical imbalance of the cellular memory of those games and those patterns and ways of being, so much so that even if you mentally don't want to play it, it's almost as if most people don't have the ability or the know-how to disengage from that, because
That's exactly what I wanted to point out, that sometimes you need a help for that.
Yes. And one of the things that we do here and that we highly promote, and I'm going back to Mother Earth again, is that because we are an electromagnetic field, as Mother Earth is, which is a breathing, living microorganism.
And it has a consciousness, let's just
exactly
add that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And because of that consciousness, when we are disconnected, we lose our own sense of beingness. And so a very simple thing to do is get reconnected back to Mother Earth. That's a grounding. That's a grounding space to be in. And something I was just working with somebody the other day, and I said, when was the last time, actually it was two people in a week, I said, when was the last time you put your feet on the earth?
Yeah.
And they said, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds kind of silly, but if you ask the average person, working person who goes to an office, or, you know, they work in the city, they drive here and there and so forth and so on, and they don't have a lot of contact with the earth, so to speak, most people are not doing that. And that is one of the greatest grounding elements we can use to stay connected to our creative powers. And so when you talk about,
yes. Sage, I don't know. That's fine. But I just wanted to throw something else when you were talking about working in the city. I don't know how many people know that that the higher the building, the more you are disconnected from the magnetic yes. field of the earth. So I just Absolutely. Wanted to add to that what you were just talking about, connecting, Absolutely. You know, and walking, you know, barefoot on the ground. Yeah.
And even more than barefoot, there's so many very basic things that aren't even that expensive that you can do if you work in an office. They're grounding materials now that you could use with your computer when you're online. There's simple little things you can make that you can connect to the ground in your bed at night to ground that's not very expensive. You could get at a hardware store. So there's lots of things. If you don't have a nature job, you know, if you're not a forest ranger or you hike all the time, or you have the luxury of being able to travel to beautiful natural places or live in one, there's still some things you can do. You can go outside and breathe the air. You can be in the water. Taking a shower is grounding because that water comes from the earth. So there's lots of things that if you sit back and take a moment and reflect on putting the living back into your life, there are so many things that you can start doing to shift that chemical imbalance and to shift that disconnection that society has created to basically dumb us down. And disconnect us.
Well, yeah, but you know, in a sense, look, like I was telling you when we were talking about the last time together, I said to you, I wanted to spread the message of hope, okay, and let people know there's a solutions, and there are many solutions as you were just talking about right now, and that's what we wanted to kind of focus on it because. As we were saying, that we are at a crossroad as a humanity, and we need to re-educate ourselves or upgrade our education and knowledge. What's really going on? Okay, because we are living with the technology, we are living with a different food today. There is so much issue that we are dealing with the air and water and everything else. So yes, we need a new knowledge here.
And, you know, because there's so much information out there, I think there's a difference in knowledge and information. There's so many sites you can look up online. There's so many different schools of thought about many, many things. Mm-hmm. But if we try to keep our own connection to source or universal chi, whatever you want to call it, that keeps us in that stream of consciousness of innate knowledge, innate intelligence, which comes through us in a very creative way so that we can start having solutions to our very own lives. And I call it the new way, okay? The new way of being is about connecting to that true self. That's the first line of defense. And in order to connect to true self, you have to have a grounding tool. You have to have a very basic, simple connection. And the one very physical connection for us humans is Mother Earth. We cannot get away from that. The Native Americans, that's how they lived, breathed, ate, and had their whole life surrounded by that. So I often think about the principle that the Balinese speak about, which is that we are living between two worlds, the high spirits and the low spirits. And it's to help us find the balance of being human beings.
And yeah, good luck with that one.
No, I think when you talk about hope, that for me, there's a hope in life, in living. Mm-hmm. And as long as we're connected to that stream of consciousness. But I also think that we can be in denial if we only want to think about all the good things that are
exactly.
happening. I think in our conversation we talked about goodness.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. I wanted you to kind of talk about that too, please. What we were talking about, you know, the power of negative emotions. But let's just finish what you were just talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about goodness first.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you know, there was a time in my life where I was connected to the thought form of, well, if you just think positive, everything positive will happen, and everything good will happen for you. And that was not what was always happening. And, you know, trying to align my spirit with the positive, you know, stream of consciousness, it felt hopeless that, you know, I was thinking positive and I woke up and I was doing my mantras and, you know, and I was hanging out with some positive people and all these good things. But I was still having the experience of some negative things happening. So I started to realize through my own processes is that just as there's a stream of consciousness of higher vibrating essence and positive force field, there's also a negative force field of chaos that, mm-hmm. As the Balinese speak about, the low spirits, that can affect us on a daily basis in a way that we can't even begin to understand. And one of the things that I've seen about that is about this act of goodness, where goodness has actually been turned into a tool to be used against humans, where we want to have a belief system in a non-reality of thinking that something's good just because it might look good, it might sound good, you know, might even taste good. But just because it looks that way doesn't mean that's the reality of it. So in the reality of the reality, we have to start looking at the truth of it. What are its fruits? When we talk about permaculture, you know, ultimately, you want to see the fruits. You want to see the fruits of what you grow. And if you continue to think that something is that isn't, you're going to perpetuate a negative type of behavior and patterns in your life. So when you start to connect the dots and see what it really is, what really is the reality of the reality, then you can start to use those things to decipher what you need on your path to clear it, and also what you need to support it. So it's not just to say somebody's good or this is a good act isn't enough anymore. You know, the Christ said faith without works is dead. So we can't just have the faith of goodness. We must also see the works of goodness. And so I think that word goodness and good and all of that stuff has been thrown around so loosely that most people now just can only reflect on, well, I just want to have good thoughts. I just only,
exactly,
this person's
exactly.
Good.
And you are then not in the flow. Because I said that you are then not in the flow because you're constantly, you know, reading, oh, this is good, this is bad. So, you know, I would just stay on the good side. So, yes. And actually, you know, after that, I was actually perplexed by that realization, what we were talking about, you know, that the goodness was can be also used, or was used. What became clear to me after that, I was thinking, I said, oh my God, that's how we are creating more judgment, Sage. Because, absolutely, you know, then we have a good people, we have a bad people. Mm. So, you know, we can label the bad guys so that we have an excuse.
Absolutely. And I think in our conversation, I was speaking about, you know, it's no longer about what's good or what's bad. It's, you know, what fruits are you producing? How do you feel? What's mm-hmm. happening in your life? Is your life filled with chaos on a daily basis? Do you feel negative? Or is your environment negative? And it doesn't matter what something looks like. What are you really feeling inside? What are your emotions reflecting back to you? And that's also why it's very important to connect with Mother Earth, because it helps you stay grounded in your true emotions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people are spending a lot of their life trying to avoid emotions.
Because they've
given emotions a bad name. You know, anger is bad. This is bad. This is bad. But, you know,
we are in the society. We are in the society right now that you are not allowed to express anger, because people think immediately you are aggressive.
Bad person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And of course, everything in terms of emotions that we express is, you know, if it's for the good of the whole sum and we reflect back on what is the purpose in it, what's the intention behind it, then we can be more connected to the community of humanity versus a negative field of purging that constantly just goes around and around and around. That makes people delusional and out of touch with reality, which ultimately comes to the point of disconnection.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, you're creating then all of a sudden two different societies instead, you know, a mixture of diversity and, you know, and you don't have a progress in it. You're not moving forward. Yeah, definitely. So I would actually like you to talk right now more also about your healing communities, you know, because you are actually building yourself, you know, the healing community is, and what does that mean?
We're always in sync. I was just going to say that one thing that I've noticed is that there's such an influx of people from all parts of the world that are trying to find their inner permaculture. Mm-hmm. And by going out of the traditional path of life, you know, lots of younger people, when I say younger people, younger than me, you know, from the age groups of late 20s on up to 40s or even 50s, and even people who are retiring, are seeing that things are not working as they used to work. Mm-hmm. And they're seeing that something needs to change. But what's interesting to me is that they're willing to get out of their comfort zone to find that by going to different countries or different communities or different ways of being, because there's an inner push. There's an inner urge to do something differently. And I was moved to create an Art of Natural Living store in the community, because there are a lot of these people who are coming out of a traditional way of living, and a lot of people don't know some of the basic things that are influencing them in a negative way on a daily basis, like what you're putting in your body, what you're putting on your body, you know, what is natural living? How do you get reconnected? There's so many things that as humans we lost in this artificial intelligence that we need to go back.
Oh, that's huge. Yes, that's huge.
That we need to go back into the innate intelligence of being. And I realized that it was a simple thing for me because of my 35 years of experience in this arena. But I started to realize this is not so simple anymore because the world has become so artificially, you know, intellectualized by a lot of negative things. And it is, you know, things like what we eat, what we, you know, how we're living, who we're living with, relationships, all kinds of things. So I thought it was a very basic thing to have a place for people to come in to see some of the simple aspects of life that mm-hmm. they needed to get reconnected with, even down to natural living excursions, going out into nature and reconnecting back with Mother Earth in a way that gets their emotions more aligned with that energy.
Yes. You know what I'm coming up? I have to laugh. Date with a nature.
Date with the nature. Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, it's necessary. When was the last time they really were in nature? I've spoken to people who talk about natural living and spirituality and all of those things. I cannot separate spirituality from nature. I just can't. And a lot of these people are saying that they really don't get out of nature very much. They hate the bugs, or they don't like this part, or they don't like that part, or, you know, whatever the reason is. But it was like really interesting to me that humans think that they can actually thrive without the assistance of Mother Earth. That's how far
we are disconnected.
How far mm-hmm. disconnected we are and on the wrong path of artificial intelligence. We've mm-hmm. bought into that system of things that, you know, we're out of touch with innate intelligence. And so when you talk about, you know, talk about your community or what you created, I am just, I guess you can hear it in my voice, but I'm so driven. I'm so driven to share this with people, because whether it's this community or doing anything with me or what we do here, it's get back to the grassroots of real natural living. Get back to yourself. And when we talk about disconnection, I find in my work, it starts with the individual. That's what needs to be reconnected first.
Remember when I was telling you that I would not like to live in the community because I'm too independent. And we came up with the word independently dependent.
Independent. Absolutely. You know, the last thing I want is a commune of everybody thinking and being alike. You know,
Exactly. Unique. So that was a great conversation, actually, for me to sort out my thoughts.
Yeah. And this is what I call the new way. You know, it's not about, reproducing, thinking the same kinds of thoughts.
Same old. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's about bringing creative minds together to create more. It's about bringing out the positive influences and the gifts. And I think in a community, whether it be, you know, a spiritual community online or living or, you know, relationships, I think that when you bring your gift to the table, everybody benefits. Everybody gets to feel those positive vibrations of higher essence. And everybody gets to purify even more of their purges. And so what's happening in the world as a whole that's gotten us to this point of artificial living is that people are constantly bringing the purge to the table. You know, I don't feel good. I hate this. I have a bad relationship. Everybody's talking about, you know, all this stuff floating around in the negative force field that you can't get out of unless you start to connect to the living stream of consciousness, which is automatic. It's fluid. It's flowing with or without you. So when you stop and disconnect from that negative way of thinking and being, and the first line of defense for us is back to the earth. Back to the earth. And I don't know how many times I can say that, because there's so much life force there. And life begets life. And every time that we're looking to put more essence of the living into our daily life, that's a good place to start. Dip your toe in the water.
Yeah. Connect to the earth. You know, and I was also looking forward to share that you know, when I took the permaculture class, we were talking about, and most fascinating point was when I found out, you know, they have a living on the edge, okay? And I recognized, oh my God, so what that means, you know, in the permaculture, living on the edge has a very powerful, it's a very powerful point, because that is a most fertile place, and you have also incredible, huge amount of opportunities or possibilities. And I think this is what can happen also in the community, as when you're talking about, you know, everybody should bring their own gifts, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and work from that aspect, because I think this is what will be in the age of Aquarius. You have to have a healthy Leo, and then you will not be actually absorbed in the community. So you can still thrive as an individual, even though you are in a bigger group of people.
Absolutely. I think we can see the old experiences of communities that thrived on you know, same-ism, you know, and the purges and not the gifts. Those were, it didn't work. It doesn't work. And the new way is bringing those gifts together so that we all can become more of who we really are.
Well, I think also, Sage, that, you know, that was maybe one of the reason that a lot of young people were leaving communities, because they were not allowed, or they were not given, actually, you know, share their gifts, because, you know, when you're right. dealing with the elders or older generation, they are not actually very open for new ideas. And for mm-hmm. me, this is actually in helping encourage people to step outside that fear and say, okay, yeah, I feel uncomfortable, but, you know, let's try.
Yeah. And it becomes an automatic process when you step out and say, well, let me try. It becomes automatic because our gifts are natural and plentiful. And when people start to see how powerful they are and how much they support other people and themselves, you just want more of that. And the people around you start to open up and share more of their gifts. So it becomes, you know, such a creative permaculture.
But yeah, you know, exactly. But also, you know, people learn to trust each other, because right now, if I'm yes. just looking any article on, I actually even don't want to watch news anymore, because there's so much hatred. Everybody is just spreading a hatred. I mean, what we will have to learn is to trust each other again.
But you know what I found? You can't trust each other until you trust yourself.
Oh,
and that's what, when you talk about internal permaculture, and I say inner permaculture, that work starts with the individual. And when you start to trust the inner power of your connection to source, then that gets emitted out to the community of humanity. And people are drawn to that. You know, mm-hmm. people who don't even know what I do or who I am, they tell me things. They said, somebody yesterday said, I'm going to tell you two secrets I never told anybody. And why me? It's because they can feel that.
They can trust you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I trust mm-hmm. myself.
Absolutely.
So when we start trusting ourselves and doing our own inner work and growing our own inner permaculture, we just automatically become a community that's attracted to each other. That's why I'm attracted to you.
Yeah, thank you. This is so beautifully said. Sage, listen, we have a few minutes left. What I would love you to do you mind to let our listener know how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. The website is www.powerlivingretreat.com. It has a lot of information. It, you know, gives you the Facebook page and the Twitter and all those social networks that I know you all love. And also, I have a Facebook page, but you can find that on there, Sage Gia, where you can ask questions that I will respond with a channeled response. And we're here in the Dominican Republic, and all that information is on that site.
It's a beautiful site. I absolutely love your site. Just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen, that was an awesome connection here about the internal permaculture and, you know, the community, a healing community living. And folks, if you are looking for more information, Sage information is on Conscious Thought with Leo, and just look her up on them. She will be in the archives. And if you have any question, please feel free to contact me too, so you can find my information also over there. And Sage, is there anything you would like to share? We still have a little extra time.
Well, if I had to share a last point.
Yes, ma'am.
A thought, it would be get back to the basic principle of connecting with yourself. And in order to do that, we must disconnect from anything that reflects artificial intelligence. And your very own innate intelligence will start to rise to the surface. You don't have to figure out, how do I do that? How long is it going to take? You know, who's going to help me do that? Just by grounding yourself back to Mother Earth, doing some of those basic little things, getting the chemicals out of your life as much as you can, and the negative forces, whether they're relationships or your thoughts, your innate intelligence will just come forth automatically because it's already there.
Wow, that's very, 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 very beautifully said. And I'm actually glad that we kind of, you know, connected this whole show tonight with the internal permaculture, because what we are really looking for is that, you know, give folks idea that, yes, there's a hope you can actually help yourself with your own internal terrain, which is very important, as is important, you know, our Mother Nature. And like I said, if you have any question, please feel free to connect with Sage, or, you know, let us know and how we can help you. So, Sage, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
And thank you for having me with this beautiful topic. And your mind is brilliant. The way that you connect the dots.
You are welcome. Well, listen, you never know. We will maybe come up with more brilliant idea, and we will just kind of share with our listeners.
Thank you again, Madalena.
You are welcome. Okay, folks, good night, and thank you for tuning in. And Sage, thank you so much. And beautiful greeting to you, Dominican Republic and New Space.
Blessings.
Ciao, ciao.